The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea, where they drowned. The swine herds ran away, and when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus. When they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The Gospel of the Lord. On any given day, in every given moment, a spiritual battle rages all around us. At every single moment, remember, that's what's happening behind all the scenes. I mean, Paul talks about this beautifully. He says, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, the powers. He's speaking about the angelic or the demonic forces. And we see this here, this battle, directly in the gospel today. Strangely, in these two demoniacs, two possessed people, and if you notice these strange details, that they're hanging out in cemeteries, it says coming from the tombs, and how they would be so violent. Why? Because you see this, speak to any exorcist, why do people who are officially possessed, which is, praise God, is rare, but who are fully possessed, what you always encounter is that these people are always separated from their community, separated from their families, separated from the wider church community. And there's always a self-mutilating aspect to it. Why? Demons hate us. They hate us. The whole goal of the demons is to separate us from God. Why? Because he knows that God loves us and we're created for him. And so the whole spiritual battle, get humanity, separate them, and in these rare occasions, even possess them. Now here's the beauty of the Lord. The Lord in the spiritual battle, knowing this war, goes to us, casts out the demons, and brings them back into communion with themselves and with one another. Now, with all that in mind, now you get to get a sense of why today the great saint, who should mean a lot to us, especially as Californians, because he is one of the founders of our great state, why our amazing cities have Catholic name to him. You ever look at a map of California? It's practically a Catholic map, right? San Diego, Los Angeles, San Jose, Sacramento, San Francisco. I mean, you name it, Sacramento River. All these beautiful names speak of the very founding of our state by Saint Junipero Serra, who's buried in the Mission of Carmel. And in fact, the link between our parish and there is, of course, our church. When Father McFadden remodeled the church, he used the model of the Mission of Carmel, where St. Junipero was buried, as the facade. You look it up, Mission of Carmel, St. Mary's, they're twins. Why did St. Junipero Serra found the missions, which will now become modern California? Because St. Junipero Serra knew the spiritual battle is not about winning territory, but rather rather winning more souls for Jesus Christ. That's why he left Spain, came to the New World, assigned to Alta, California, founded the missions. He wanted to build outposts of Jesus Christ to evangelize the Native Americans here, because he knew God wanted them part of his family to bring them into his body, the church.